Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer, quite a difference 10 years makes, especially when we consider how far we've come with embracing sort of the craziness of the Bills and the fan base here in Western New York. I know that you've been at this longer than the 10 years. How would you consider the growth of the fan base and Bills Mafia and what it's kind of become over the last decade plus of this fan base becoming what many know it as now?
Well, I've been doing this for about 40 years, and of course, now that the team is good, everybody's on the bandwagon. And, I see a lot of people, they get all dressed up, which is nice. It adds a little carnival effect to it. But it's also a lot of these people that get dressed up, they're doing branding, selling their own T-shirts with their face on it or whatever. And then some people are actually using it for good, for charity and stuff. So that really didn't happen in the past. So, right now, I think, it's not bad. The game is bigger than the person, and some people think that the game is all about them.
How much of that has been a product of the team on the field? Does that help matters when the team, with the Bills being as successful as they have been and how they keep winning football games?
Well, sure, you get the TV time. You get the people in the first row. I remember back in the day, there used to be always the big banners, different groups and stuff in support of different player and stuff. And since that's gone away, now you see more individuals try to market themselves out. And, some of it's good. Some of it's kind of, you're walking around with a Speedo on. I don't want to really see that at a football game. I'm sorry, sir. it's just ridiculous.
With the Bills being rowdy and some fans taking liberties and jumping through tables and everything. 10 years ago, especially when the Bills Mafia movement really started, they used to be kind of dismissed as just a few people. But now we had CBS crew out in Buffalo this past Sunday. They're jumping through tables, and Bills fans are often highly talked about for their rowdiness and just kind of the atmosphere that they bring. It's almost now their staple of the Bills experience. Why do you think it's been embraced so much over the recent years?
Well, I think the term mafia implies that you're maybe kind of a bad person, a bad boy-ish image, whatever. You could do whatever you want. And the Bills have taken, taken control of that term and are promoting it even to the lower, younger kids. Even us older people really don't like that term. I'd rather be known as a Bills fan, not part of this supposedly family called Mafia. I know a lot of older people just hate that terminology, what it stands for. So I think people just get the image that, if you look at like Sopranos and stuff, that the Mafia term, people just, think they can do whatever they want. And the Bills are promoting it. So not the Wild Wild West, but it's open season for stupidity.
Well, I mean, how much does the team trademarking the term Bills Mafia and using the phrasing with merchandise and other matters kind of enhance the culture and the environment that has become what it is now?
Well, like I stated, I think people just see the term Mafia. You can do whatever you want. You can get away with it. And, you know, it's doing stupid stuff. And, you know, it's I don't think it's any helpful now with a new stadium coming in. And the pricing and stuff, will there be less of that push for the Mafia terminology? I mean, every fan base has their own little niche phrase for groups, fans. And so we'll see what happens with the new stadium, if they're going to get away from that or if they're going to continue on.
What's more to come from here in terms of the craziness of the Bills fan base and just the embracing of that and just, what is next here for you and just in terms of what you feel on that?
It'll just have to play out. I think there's going to be a culture change with the new stadium. Obviously, the pricing is up there. It's like going to a difference between a 2-star and a 4-star restaurant. A 4 is going to be higher in price and try to attract a different clientele. So maybe they're, you know, with the new stadium, maybe some of these other, you know, the Mafia group that can't afford it, maybe they'll have parties at, you know, different venues or in the stadium parking lot. So the Bills might enforce, you know, you have to have a ticket to park in the and congregate in their parking lots. So it might end up going out to the outlining parking lots, which might be a, you know, a problem when you get a group of people together. I mean, there's always that little riot mentality, and the riot mentality includes being the Mafia and, you know, getting away with, you know, doing stupid stuff.